Well, Jimmy, looking well in your new jersey. First of all, what do you think of it?
I think they're lovely now. It's a wee bit darker this year. We have more goal lead than the yellow, but I think it's really nice.
You'll stand out more. You'll be a bit moving target.
I don't know about that now. There's plenty of other ways to be moving targets too.
Tell me, looking forward to the new season, it's almost upon us again.
Yeah, and I suppose getting a chance to put on the full kit here in the new jersey. Just kind of...
West Appetite.
Yeah, West Appetite is right. And, you know, you just get a wee feel for it. So, I'd be looking forward to 2020.
Yeah, it's been a break now. Obviously, you had the club championship in Bundoran. Did reasonably well and survived in Division 2. So, you'd be happy with that.
Yeah, and I suppose on a Bundoran term, you know, Gwydor let the foot off the gas a wee bit. But, you know, there's a lot of things that we can improve on there. I think there'll be good excitement too in Bundoran and trying to develop that too. So,
yeah.
Hopefully
so,
not too bad.
And have you been doing a little bit of work in the off-season? Or do you continue? Or are you one of those players that take a break?
You can't really take too much of a break, but you've just taken over, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to be coming back in too bad a shape, you know. Otherwise, you pick up injuries then when sort of the heavier stuff comes around. So it's just a matter of looking after yourself a wee bit.
And what does doing a little bit, what does that mean just to keep in shape?
A bit of gym work, maybe once or twice a week, or do a bit of running just to... I was doing a bit of five-a-side there, but that'll come to an end shortly.
Yeah. Tell me, obviously, you'll be back full-time training in December 1st.
Yeah.
From then on, it'll be hell for leather, I suppose.
Yeah, it'll be just getting the base in then for McKenna Cup. And then when the McKenna Cup's over, it's just around the corner in 2 or 3 weeks in your National League. So all the games will be flowing nicely.
Yeah. Playing in Division 1, are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's where you want to be. That's where you have to be aiming for. You're playing top teams week in, week out. And you know, we'll get to expose a lot of players to top level football.
Yeah, and obviously competition for places were pretty keen last year. Down to Declan Bonner there, he's going to bring in a few more new players this year, so there'll be pressure on again.
Oh yeah, pressure's always on. And watching Owen Gettigan there at the weekend, and you have Oisín Gallen and now Lol and plenty of other boys there too, you know, they're top quality footballers. So it's great to have a knocking about, and you're always going to be, the pressure's always going to be on, which I think is needed.
Yeah.
You know,
you had a good season last year yourself.
Mixed bag, we'll say. Mixed bag. Not too bad.
Yeah, you're happy enough with it, or there's room for improvement?
Oh, definitely room for improvement. Always room for improvement, I suppose. I suppose the latter part of the year was a bit disappointing, but sure, we'll go at it again.
Yeah, and tell me, what's the goal, what's the ambition of the group for the season ahead in terms of Division 1, in terms of the championship?
I think first of all, the throw match in Malafaye, that's huge. You know, you have to be getting over the line there, and then sort of see what happens. If you do, then Ulster. And I suppose the last 2 years we haven't got out of Super 8, so if we were to get to Super 8, we try and progress on after that.
So looking forward to it all, enjoying your football, are you?
Yeah, I think you have to be enjoying your football, you know, and the sort of the buzz with the younger people in there too, and I think you have to be enjoying it.
You're going back, and one of your old stalwarts, Frank Midlin, gone, obviously, he'll be missed.
Oh, definitely, you know, he's a great man to have a bit of dressing room, just for his experience and knowing what to say at the right times, and, you know, he might not always be full of chatting, but he's always saying the right things to the right players at the right times, you know, he'll be missed.